Michael Daugherty, it's understood there was a MICA working group meeting yesterday and that the government officials wanted clarity on a few of the things that were proposed by the family representatives. What things were government officials looking for clarity on?
Well, first of all, I would say it's probably more accurate to see it as a sidebar meeting from the main working group. It wasn't the entire working group. It was a couple of members from the housing department themselves, and they wanted some clarity in particular around the 100% redress and the calculator that we were using around the reasonable costs, which we are probably in two different positions on. I think that was probably the case for a number of issues there as well. We haven't had their formal response back yet, but I think it's fair to say come a week's time, whenever the hammer falls at the end of the month, that there will be a position paper with opposing views on at least some, if not quite a few, of the issues that we had raised in our final working group document. So as a homeowner position, so I expect the government to have to step in here and make a call as to which side they fall on. Do they fall on the homeowner side or that of the civil servants? And I believe that'll be a litmus test for government in terms of their ability to see through the will of the people. It was the will of the Dáil back in the 15th of June. That motion for 100% redress went through the Dáil unchallenged by any party or any TD, and that represents the nation. So the nation spoke. It's up to government to go deliver that now, and that may mean having some hard conversations with their own civil servants, which I fully expect them to do.
So currently, what areas of the position paper are the civil servants, the government representatives at that meeting yesterday, what are they opposing? Are they opposing 100% redress, or is it other areas of the position paper, or indeed, is it most of it on a financial sense that they're opposed to?
Yes, I think anywhere that the Exchequer is involved, they will have an issue with. They're protecting the Exchequer at the end of the day. So yes, there was clarity in some areas, but we also got a sense, although we haven't had the written response yet, that there was a common thread throughout there where they're still looking to minimise the cost to the Exchequer. And any time they do that, they're increasing the cost to the homeowner, and that's not a position that we're prepared to support. That will be very clear in the final document. And like I say, it's over to the politicians then to go do the right thing and hammer it home.
So is it fair to say then there may be two final documents that appear from the working group, the opinion of the civil servants, the opinion of the government workers, and the opinion given by the family representatives and the MICA campaigners?
Yeah, well, I'm expecting to take the form of one document that has the agreed positions listed, and anything that's not agreed per line item, there ought to be a homeowner position clearly stated and that of the officials clearly stated. And then it falls to government then to look at the areas where there was disagreement and see which side do they fall on, that of the homeowner or that of the civil servants, or do they have another proposal that they would like against that particular line item as a potential resolution. But, it is our final position, so I'm not expecting us to be looking to go budge. I expect, I think everything we have asked for in there was very much a reasonable request, took a lot of thought and effort to put it together. It's up to them now to come back. But I do believe there will be quite a few opposing views on what is appropriate. And I think government have to step in then and make the right calls.